This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ألم عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله My dear brothers and sisters, as we come closer and closer to the last part of the month of Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who witness Laylatul Qadr, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, starting tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow at sundown, the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan will begin. And they're very special nights. Very, very special nights. This is not the time to waste any moment. This is not the time to start saying, okay, we're coming now to the end, so let me just slow down. This is the time when you now put everything that you have in order for you to succeed, inshallah, in this month of Ramadan. May Allah make us among the successful, and Ya Rabbil Alameen. In Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha wa ardaha, in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, she said, قالت, كان إذا دخل العشر, when the last 10 nights begin, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا دخل العشر, when the last 10 nights begin, قالت, أحيا ليلة. He will spend all night up. Means he don't sleep, he doesn't take a nap at night. وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ And he awakened his family, even his family, no longer to rest right now. You guys need to spend the whole night up. وَشَدَّ مِئِزَارَهُ And he tightened his belt, which means, tighten his belt, meaning he's just like we say, rolling his sleeves up to now put the effort, or abandoning his bed in terms of sleeping or even pleasure. And she said that he would do that, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, Why? Because there's a very special night on those last 10 nights. Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who witness al Qadr, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you a little bit about Laylatul Qadr. May we hear it all about Laylatul Qadr, we know what it is in general. But why was it called so and why is it so important? Because I want you to see the value of spending these last 10 nights doing everything in your power to continue in your ibadah and your ta'ah and increase. In your ibadah and your ta'ah, not decrease, not even staying monotone where you are. You need now to take an extra step, insha'Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Dukhan, Hamim wal-kitab al-mubin. He says, I swear to you by this clear book. Hamim, I swear to you by the clear book. Inna anzalnahu fi laylat mubaraka, inna kunna mundirin. He says, we have definitely revealed it, which is this book. We revealed the book to you in a blessed night. Inna kunna mundirin, we send it with warnings as well. Qala ta'ala, fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. If you understand this ayah, you know the value why you need to be up all night through those 10 nights. Qala fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. On that night, every matter of wisdom is ordained. Every matter will be ordained on that night. What does that mean? Amram min indina. Command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to saying everything will be ordained on that night, my dear brothers and sisters, the qadr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would allow to happen in that year will come down on that night. You see, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an, He says about the Qur'an, as mentioned in Surah Al-Qadr, subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ رَبُّنَا تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ That we have indeed revealed the Qur'an to you on that night of power, the night of decree. The word Al-Qadr in the Arabic language has two meanings. It could mean the night of power, and we know the power that comes with this night. There's the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Qadr. There's the power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent with it. As He says, قَالْ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا The angels will come down. Jibreel will come down. And the angels and the Jibreel would not come down unless it's something important, something significant. And what do they bring with them? They bring peace and tranquility. Salamun hiya hatta matla al-fajr. It's peace until the fajr time. So it's a night of power and it's a night of glory. The second meaning comes from at-taqdeer. Inna kulla shayin anzalnahu biqadar. Everything that we have revealed, we have sent down with measurement. What does it mean when we say measurement? Brothers and sisters, our life has already been measured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who knows. Allah is the one who knows when we will be born and when we're going to die. He knows what provision you're going to receive in that year and what lack of it you'll be deprived of. Allah knows what sickness will happen, what health, what prosperity. All these things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows by measurement. And He would measure everything subhanahu wa ta'ala and allow it to happen on that year. Our ulama, they say, al-qadr is three parts, or the revelation is three parts. Number one, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He began the revelation with iqra, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, the entire Quran was revealed from al-lawh al-mahfud, the sacred tablet, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered everything to be inscribed, everything to be written. When we say something is written, it's written in that sacred tablet. لا يمسه للمطهرون. Only the sacred one, the most purified one, are allowed to be there. And those are the angels. So Allah ordered on that night when the Prophet ﷺ received Iqra, He ordered for the entire Quran to come down to Baytul Izzah, the house of glory, in a Sama' al-Dunya, the nearest heaven to us. The entire Quran came down and came with an entourage, with celebration of the angels coming, bring it down to Baytul Izzah, the house of glory in that closest heaven to us. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla gave the order for this Quran to be revealed in 23 years to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Was revealed depends on the circumstances, the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But then there's another qadr. That qadr is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, every single year after that, He orders whatever qadr that He subhanahu wa ta'ala would permit, would allow to happen on that year, He would order all that qadr to come down to that also Baytul Izzah, the house of glory in the nearest heaven to us. What does that mean? Means your work for the year is already now been written, meaning it's known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah documented that. So the third thing that we need to understand now is that these now elements of qadr, as they happen, they come one at a time. You and I, and that's what the importance of Laylatul Qadr. You and I don't know exactly what has been decreed for us. As Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, qal, some people will be living their life, they will be planting, they will be building, they will be fixing their clothes, not knowing that the decree has already been ordained. It will be the end of their life that year. Like we plan for 10 years, not knowing it will be the end of it this year probably. We don't know that. But that's where Laylatul Qadr comes in. I need to make sure that my qadr that comes down, that Allah knows about, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in my favor. And how would I do that? I need to make a lot of dua. A lot of dua. The Prophet ﷺ said, if anything debates with the qadr, will be your dua. And what does that mean? That means as the qadr is about to come, your dua might be raised, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already by His ultimate knowledge knew that on that day you'll make that dua, so the qadr was already altered in your favor by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know what's written for me in this coming year. No one knows. You know what? No one knows what's going to happen to the people of Gaza. May Allah make it the best for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen, in this year. We don't know that. But that is the time when I need to make sure when I make my dua, and my dua goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want my dua to result in my favor. My favor of my community, of my brothers and sisters. I need to make everything in my power to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that particular night to bring the best for me in the dunya and the akhirah. That's what I need to do. But now here's the thing. What night is that anyway? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that He revealed that in that night, Laylatul Qadr. But then, is it one single night? Does it change? Is it always the 27 that most culturally people are accepting it to be? As a matter of fact, no. Our ulama, they say, look, when it comes to Laylatul Qadr, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran, He indeed revealed in one single night. That's what happened. But then afterwards, Allah Azza wa Jal, He will give that privilege to one of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It could be the 21st. It could be the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th, the 29th. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said, look, that's true if Ramadan ends in 30 days. But if Ramadan ends in 29 days, then your 21st and 23rd and 25th will be actually counted backwards, resulting in these nights to be the 20th, the 22nd, the 24th, the 26th as a result of that. So what does that mean? You need to make your effort not just in the odd numbers of these nights. Not only one single night, 27th, where most masajid get filled up and then disappear afterwards. That's not what it is, Jama'ah. That's one single night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, better for you than more than 1,000 months. And when you count those 1,000 months, you're talking about 80 plus years, an entire lifetime. You've been extended, your life has been extended with an entire lifetime by a single night. You've been given the opportunity and the reward of an entire lifetime by dedicating one single night. Make them 10. Many of us, sometimes we compare, we say, how come Nuh alayhi salam lived 1,000 years, Ibrahim alayhi salam 100 years, and all these prophets before us, they lived all these years. How are we going to be matched them in terms of good deeds if they lived 300 years doing good deeds? We barely survived 50, 70, 60 years. That's your opportunity. That is your opportunity to extend your life by a single night and will count for 1,000 months. Brothers and sisters, it could be the 22nd. It could be the 25th. It could be the 26th. There is no determination on that, because it's the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the qadr of Allah azza wa jal. What is so special about that night, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, qala, as in hayth Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu wardah, in Bukhari and Muslim, man qama laylatal qadr, man qama laylatal qadr, imanan wa ihtisaban ghufir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever spend the laylatul qadr, the night of power, the night of glory, in tahajjud, in qiyam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them their sins. By a single night, you get your sins wiped away. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Ameen. And starting anew with Allah Azza wa Jal. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this night, Laylatun Mubarakah. It's a blessed night. And a blessed night means what? All the blessings come with it. So what does that mean? You need to be out there exposing yourself to this blessing, this barakat. You know, when the wind starts blowing and blowing nicely, what do people usually do? They open the windows. They expose their faces to the wind. They go out, they expose themselves to the beautiful rain that comes down. They want to touch it. The same thing, the ulama, they say, you need to expose yourself to nafahat, Laylatul Qadr, those blessings of Laylatul Qadr. You need to be out there. You need to be out there in the masjid, which means you go physically there and emotionally and spiritually. You are all out there trying to receive those blessings of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and particularly Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالْ تَتَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The angels will come down. And we've known that the many other ahadith, when the angel come down, what do they bring with them? As the Prophet ﷺ says, قال, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بِيُوتِ اللَّهِ. No people gather in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, reciting the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ, studying the words of Allah Azza wa Jal among themselves. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the angels to come and surround them. And will shelter them and cover them with their wings. Peace and tranquility will descend upon them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention them by name in a gathering, in a congregation, better than the one they're sitting with. Don't you want to be one of these people? Imagine if that happens in one special night, Laylatul Qadr. How much of that blessing will be multiplied? Much more than that. And we all need this blessing, especially in times of difficulties and hardships, wallahi. When we all go through difficult times on a personal level, through our marriages, our families, our finances, or even at least knowing what happens in the world, subhanAllah. It's really very distressful. We need those moments of peace and tranquility. You need that more of affirmation that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, my brothers and sisters, is your golden moment to find that moment of peace and tranquility with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, there is so much khayr comes in this night. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to do i'tikaf, a special ibadah done in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, i'tikaf, which means he would put himself in the masjid all day and night for the last 10 nights. And he kind of like, don't want to say isolate himself from the people, no, But he deliberately and consciously, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi, he goes into that kind of conscious and personal seclusion. In time of constant connectivity like ours, we lost the virtue of being alone. We lost that virtue. We don't even feel that being alone is a virtue anymore. When we are alone, we get scared. We had to have something playing around us so we can feel that there is someone or some company with us. But those moments of you connecting with yourself and only have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're the most desirable moments. That's what you really, your nafs need from you. In world that you're constantly connecting with something, there is no moment of rest. Even when you're just on a stop sign or a traffic light, people pull their phones to connect with something or somebody. But we don't connect with ourselves anymore and with Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the time when you try to do that. If you couldn't do the full i'tikaf of the last 10 nights, then spend the nights in the masjid. Make sure that you do that. And you do your ibadah and your ta'ah. It could be one of those nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with Laylatul Qadr, and you will be in that moment having receiving the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. Brothers and sisters, there is so much khair in Laylatul Qadr that we need volumes to talk about it. But enough of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted that virtue. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. The angels will descend with that. Make sure when they come down, you're in the right place for it, inshallah ta'ala. قُولُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَانَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, since we said that one of the virtuous thing to do on that night is to make your dua, you plead your case to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hopefully Allah by His ultimate and supreme knowledge would know about your dua and make your affair better for you in that night, in that year. In the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, which is one of the best du'as that you can make, she asked, قالت يا رسول الله أرأيت إن وافقت ليلة القدر فماذا أقول؟ What if I live to witness ليلة القدر? What do I say? What should I say? قال قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. يا الله إنك عفو. My Lord, you are عفو. You're oft forgiving. تحب العفو and you love to forgive. So forgive me. A simple dua. A simple dua but has very powerful meaning because there is an acknowledgement there of your servitude. Acknowledge of your weakness, of your poverty to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a moment like this, with a human being, that's weakness. But acknowledging all these weaknesses right now to your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's a moment of glory, wallahi. You're admitting your weakness, your need to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is there to give. And when you expose yourself and you become so vulnerable to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His blessing upon you. So make sure to remember this dua. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Ya Allah, you're oft forgiving and you love to forgive, Ya Rabbi, so forgive me. And part of your dua, do not forget to remember your brothers and sisters in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, Ya Rabbi al-Alamin. We've gone through all these 20 days of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah Rabbi al-Alamin, our circumstances were easy for us. Can you imagine what our brothers are going through right now? The day will come when you try to celebrate Eid, and they will, despite all the circumstances they go through, they will celebrate Eid, inshallah ta'ala. And they will do it, regardless of the circumstances. And we would like to make dua for them to make their Eid better for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, make sure that you do so, inshallah ta'ala, and remember to join your community in your masjid, inshallah, for your activities. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, innaka antal alimul al-hakim. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakki anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuhu mawlaha. عباد الله إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة.
Brothers,